Welcome to Full Potential, Thriving with Neurodiversities. I'm your host, Sarah Intonato. This podcast teaches parents of children with neurodiversities, such as autism, ADHD, learning disabilities, and beyond, to support their kids in reaching their full potential so that they can thrive, instead of letting stereotypes define them. My mission is to end suffering amongst these parents by giving them the tools to heal themselves, which in turn empowers them to be bold, confident advocates for their children. By addressing a variety of topics, such as well-being, advocacy, and spirituality, these parents stop being the victims of a broken system and instead succeed in providing their unique children with exactly what they need to thrive and share their gifts with the world. One by one, these families now change the world through their uniqueness instead of being victimized by it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode where we're looking at self-care, which is a topic that makes many busy parents to neurodiverse and disabled children roll their eyes. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how can I possibly add in more self-care or any self-care into my very busy life? This is especially true if you are a single parent, or if you're a parent who has multiple children with needs or disabilities. I want you to know I hear you, I see you, and this is why we're having this conversation today. The term self-care is ubiquitous now. It is completely overused and at the same time, completely abstract. Self-care can mean different things to different people. For you, it might mean taking a nap today. For someone else, it might mean running a half marathon. And everything in between. And because it's such an abstract term, kind of like self-love, it doesn't take on any true meaning in daily life for most people. It stays this thing that's a nice idea, but is hard to actually act upon. I'll also add that the self-care world now is very confusing, especially if you go on social media. Some people are going to tell you to have a gratitude list every day. Other people are going to tell you to forget that and just meditate. Other people are going to tell you to go to CrossFit and everything in between. So we're going to take this abstract, meaningless term, idea around self-care and throw it in the garbage. And instead, approach self-care from the framework of managing your energetic bank account. This is the key to mastering truly caring for yourself, especially your nervous system, and also managing stress. And if you're the parent to a neurodivergent child, I know you have more stress than the typical person, certainly more than the typical parent. And I know this because I have a neurodivergent child and a neurotypical one. So I have a side-by-side glimpse of what life is like parenting one child versus the other. So we're approaching this from the framework of a bank account to keep it simple. Because unless you're living under a rock, your life depends upon a bank account. You know how it works. You know that you need to have more deposits than withdrawals. You know that every deposit makes a difference. And managing your energetic bank account is crucial to everything that you do in your life. Now, you might be wondering why I'm so passionate about this. If you've read my book, Emotional Healing for Parents of Children with Autism, you probably already know my background. But yoga saved my life. My disciplined yoga practice saved my life on many occasions. And I don't say that lightly. I found yoga in my early 20s when I was in a really rigorous college program, and 9/11 had just happened. I'd watched parents of my best friends be killed. I'd watched my friends struggle. And I kept telling myself I was fine. I was going to class. I was functioning. My family was safe. So I was fine. There was nothing wrong. And yet I wasn't fine. Nobody was at that time. But my version of not being fine came to life in the form of really truly debilitating anxiety attacks. Push came to shove. I discovered yoga as a tool to manage my anxiety, not knowing if it was going to work or not, not knowing how it worked. I couldn't explain it to everyone, but I knew it was the only time in my day when my mind felt quiet. So I dove in and I eventually blew off law school and Wall Street, the career options I was supposed to take in favor of teaching yoga full time. I've taken 10 extended trips of study to India to go to the birthplace of this ancient, highly effective spiritual practice. I thought this was going to be my career forever. Little did I know when I became a parent 8 years later, I very early on had what I would call a normal parenting experience. But within a couple of years, I now had a child who was diagnosed with autism. And that was a traumatic event in my life. I also had a new baby at that time who was still nursing. And life felt confusing. It felt overwhelming. I was scared. And I woke up every morning and went to my yoga mat, not to toot my self-care horn, but because it was the only thing I knew how to do to help myself cope. And I didn't think I was doing anything special at the time. I just thought, this is what I have to do to survive. So I'm going to do it. P.S. If you've been around for a while, you know that my son is 14 now. He's a limited speaker. He's thriving. And life is good. But at that time, life felt very, very heavy. And I didn't know what my future would look like. But I knew that I couldn't allow myself to get swallowed up in victim mentality or overwhelm or stress. I had two little humans depending on me. And I knew deep down there was a way for all of us to have a beautiful life together, even if I didn't know it at the time. I just had to keep going. So it was those little deposits of self-care into my energetic bank account, that yoga practice, that meditation, that going to chanting class, that walk around the block by myself, these daily acts of well-being and stress management grew my energetic bank account balance. And I don't know if you had this experience when you were young, but when I was a little girl, my dad took me to the bank. I was probably 7 years old. It was the 80s. So he took me to the bank to open a bank account. And I probably had my birthday money, money from the tooth fairy, things like that to put into the account. It wasn't a lot. But he encouraged me to just keep putting money into the account. Even $5 made a difference. As I got older and I had summer jobs, I'd put in more, and that felt great. But the message was the same. Every deposit is a step in the right direction. Some will be small, some will be large. Just make the deposit. You'll be glad you did. And the reason is withdrawals happen, whether you plan for them or not, in money and in life. And if you have a healthy bank account balance, those withdrawals that you don't plan for don't really matter. They don't take you down. Whereas if your bank account balance is dwindling or you're going into overdraft because you haven't made a deposit in a while, that one surprise withdrawal can feel like the end of the world. The same is true of your self-care. When you have no stores to draw from, it is exactly like trying to withdraw money from a bank account that's an overdraft. When your self-care bank account is empty, when your energetic bank account is empty, your spiritual bank account, whatever you want to call it, when it's empty and you have to make a withdrawal because you have a kid home sick, or you have an ailing parent who needs your help, or your car breaks down and you have to manage your whole day differently, it can feel frustrating. It breeds reactivity, anger, resentment, because you don't have any stores to pull from. You're running on fumes. much like trying to pay a bill when your bank account has $2 in it, stirs up a lot of stress. So does trying to pull energy from an empty energetic bank account. You feel depleted, feel frustrated, exhausted. You wonder if today is going to be the day that finally breaks you. And if you're anything like me, the days that you wonder if something's finally going to break you are often little things, like your Wi-Fi goes out or the package that you sent urgently doesn't arrive on time, or your kid gets sent home from school with a cold. In the grand scheme of life, these are not big problems, but when you really feel like you're at your wit's end, this is the straw that literally breaks the camel's back. And if you're feeling those types of thoughts and feelings, it's a sign that you're long overdue from a deposit for a deposit into your energetic bank account. Something I want to make abundantly clear is that when you're a parent to a neurodivergent or disabled child, your energetic withdrawals from your account will be greater and more frequent than those of parents of neurotypical kids. Whether you like it or not, this is the truth. You'll find great peace in acceptance when you finally realize that you need more energy in your life just to do the day-to-day things that every family does. It takes you more energy to pile your kids in the car and go to this grocery store. If you're also bringing along an AAC device, a service dog, other children who need attention, etc. So you get to choose if you're going to watch your energetic bank balance dwindle or commit to growing that balance one little step at a time. And I want to ask you, where will you be 1 year from now if you continue to allow your own energy to come last? You might think, oh, well, Sarah, I'm going to be in the same place a year from now. And I call BS on that. You won't be in the same place you're in today. You will be so much worse off. You'll be suffering so much more intensely, knowing you've wasted another year of your life not being your best, knowing you've not been giving yourself what you need. Your blood work will probably show that if you're even taking the time to go for your blood work, which I hope you are. And if you're not, take this as your nudge to go book an appointment. But on the flip side, what's possible for you if you start today and commit to making deposits into your energetic bank account, no matter how small? Where will you be a year from now if you do that? And I want you to hear this. It's going to be uncomfortable, but I want you to hear it anyway. In a recent study published by University of California, San Francisco, they studied parents, mothers specifically, of children with autism, and noticed that they were 50% more likely to be experiencing active symptoms of depression than parents of neurotypical children. The incidence of depressive symptoms in typical parents was somewhere between 6 and 13%. And the percentage of parents of children with autism was up over 50%. So, how much more evidence do you need to know that parenting a child with disabilities just takes more of you? And you can choose to say, oh, that's just how it is. I'm just going to be primed for depression. I'm just going to be primed for anxiety for the rest of my life. I'm just going to have to resign myself to this fact because I'm a single parent or because I don't have any family nearby to help me. Or you can make small deposits into your energetic bank account starting now. Just like a deposit of 5 cents into a bank account is not a lot of money per se, but it's still something in the right direction. And if you deposit 5 cents into your bank account every day for 20 years, you're going to have a sizable amount of money, especially if you take that money and invest it or do something that can allow it to grow. Or you could do nothing and commit to your excuses, all the reasons why you can't take a step. And I also want to call out that there are so many ways to make deposits into your energetic bank account that you're probably overlooking. For example, you might be saying to yourself, I don't have time to go to the gym. I have a child who needs me 24/7. Fair point. Fair point, especially if your child has medical complexities. If you have a flight of stairs in your house, maybe you can set a timer for 15 minutes and walk up and down those stairs while your child rests or watches a show. Maybe you can park in the last row of parking when you go to the store, so you get in a few more steps instead of parking in the front row. Maybe you can commit to turning your phone off 15 minutes earlier at night, so you can go deeper into sleep for just 15 more minutes. Maybe you drink an extra glass of water today. And again, these things in isolation might seem like nothing, but when you add them all up together, the cumulative result is what's powerful. That's what we're looking for. If you were taking your child to open their first bank account and they came to you and said, "Hey, mom, I only have a dollar to deposit into my bank account today," you wouldn't tell them that's worthless and to forget it. You'd say, "Great, honey, maybe let's wait until the end of the week when you have another dollar or find some change around the house to make the trip worthwhile. Keep going, you're doing great." Or, "Yeah, let's go, let's get in the car, let's take a ride." You would encourage them, you would nurture them. I want you to also nurture yourself. Again, it's the little things. Look at all the people in your life and how beautifully you take care of them, especially your child's needs. Well, now I want you to flip that. Things you love, you take care of. Do you believe that you are worthy of love and the time it takes to take care of yourself? You wouldn't send your kid to school without lunch. And yet, how many of you listening go through your whole day without having an actual meal or sitting down for one? Why are you less important? Especially when the biggest fear told to me by every parent I speak to is the worry around what will happen to their child when they are no longer here to take care of them. So, what better insurance than you being here and being energized and healthy and an active participant in this process for as many years as possible, so that you have all the time you need to get things in order in every way you can to give your child an easier life when your time on the planet is up, which is going to happen to every one of us at some point. One of my clients said to me last week when we were talking, "You know, Sarah, even if I only give myself 15 minutes in the morning to do yoga or meditate or work out, walk around the yard because I don't have time to walk around the neighborhood, nobody can take those 15 minutes away from me. The rest of the day might go sideways, but if I made that deposit into my energetic bank account, nobody can take that away." However, many parents choose to give their power away to everyone else and everything else in their life instead of giving any back to themselves. And make no mistake about it, I know your life is busy. Mine is too. I'm not telling you to take 5 hours for self-care all day, every day. But I am telling you, you make the time for things you want to do. I can't tell you how many people tell me they don't have time to do things like this. And then they're messaging me on Instagram for 30 minutes later in the day, step away from the social media. Put your phone down, step away from the social media, and just go do something for yourself. In Ashtanga yoga, which is the lineage of yoga that I practice for my personal practice, there's a commonly used saying that is 99% practice, 1% theory. In other words, you can read all the books about self-care, stress management. You can watch all the YouTube videos. You can even attend the seminars. But if you never put these things into practice in real time in your life, you will never see results. It would be the equivalent of reading every book about swimming that exists on the planet, but never diving into the water to learn how to do it. All you have to do is dive in. Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be long. You just have to take that first step and go. Lastly, when you're examining your energetic bank account, one of the things I love most about it is that it allows you to ditch the all or nothing mentality. So many people think, oh, I can't go to the gym for 2 hours. And they end up getting fed up with themselves, just staying home and watching Netflix or scrolling on their phones. Or they feel like if they can't do a whole 90-minute yoga practice, they give up and do nothing. My response to that is anything is better than nothing. Don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can. Again, have a glass of water instead of the extra caffeine today. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Do something. And when you do it, feel proud of yourself for making a deposit into your energetic bank account, whether it's teeny or enormous. I love my deep, long, 90-minute yoga practices, which are a cornerstone of my day most days. But on the day where I only have 30 minutes, I'm still so glad I did something. Or if it's a day off from yoga and I lift weights for 20 minutes, I'm still so glad I did something. Anything is better than nothing. But if you're constantly labeling yourself as being not good enough or not doing the full thing, and you're feeling badly about it, and you're wasting your energy and exhausting your mind, beating yourself up for not doing enough, this idea of just making a 5-cent deposit into your energetic bank account is going to feel edgy at first. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. And if you're listening to this podcast and thinking, well, you know, Sarah, who am I to do this energetic bank account stuff because my actual bank account is a hot mess? Just take a deep breath and remember that financial management is also part of your self-care. And we're going to be having some podcast episodes coming up on that very, very soon. So hang tight. I'll also say things you love, you take care of. Have reverence for your money. Have reverence for yourself. And one of my favorite things about the Empowered Parenting Group, which is a support group that I created that meets every single week. And we also have 2 additional workshops every month for parent self-care, energy management, and also new tools to bring to their children. We have a saying, or we have an understanding, everyone knows, I talk about it with my people all the time, that if you come to every meeting and you only talk about your kid, eventually I'm going to call you out and we're going to take a look at your blind spots where you can manage yourself better. Because if you burn out, your child suffers. If you can't be their boldest advocate because you don't have the energy, or you're overwhelmed just by looking at the mail, you're not really able to serve them in the way I know you want to, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So if you feel called to step up and be accountable in your managing of your energetic bank account, which allows you to do everything better in your life, click the link in the show notes, join us, Focus on what you can do. Don't worry about what you can't, and be surrounded by people. This is what this group is so amazing to do. Be surrounded by people who cheer you on and celebrate you as you do it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Take care.
If today's show resonated with you, please leave a review through your favorite podcast provider, as it's an important step in allowing new listeners to find us when they need to hear this message in their own lives.